But it's been like ebbs and flows. Like during the 40s, it was like a great economic corridor. Then, with the riots from 1968, it went down, and from it went all the way down to like a drug-infested area in the 80s. And then with the metro, the metro construction actually lasted about 5 or 6 years. That kind of completely closed down the street, and it was kind of desolate then. But then, as the metro opened, then more and more shops, as I said, and condos and apartments, luxury apartments came. It's become more of a vibrant area corridor. With gentrification and all of that, it's, I always say it's kind of bittersweet, because it's the area is very vibrant now, and so we're not complaining about anything, but it's kind of, gentrification and the dislocation of people, that's hard to swallow.